Thank you, Pastor Mike. Thank you, worship team. You know how funny God can be sometimes? I knew exactly what my message was supposed to be for today. I had it nailed. It was going to be missions, and it was going to be Old Testament missions, and that's going to describe how missions were carried out of me, Old Testament, and all that. And then I sat down to write it, and God said, "No, you're not." Okay. What am I going to do? It's going to be missions. But we're going to be focusing in on preventative missions as part of what we do today. So it's I hope, an up-to-date and an eye-opening event for all of you that aren't familiar with all that we do around the world. But secondarily, this is the theme for my message. Pray for our missionaries. Pray for our missionaries. If you get that, you can go to sleep now because you got the message. I've got some other stuff to say, but that's what I want you to take away. Because they are in places where it's dangerous. They are in places where there's resistance. And they need us to pray for them. Secondarily, we need to finance them. So keep in mind that this is a plug for those two things. And I think we'll be all right with this. Yeah, sorry about the bulletin. It happens. Okay. I know that you know that Jesus' call to missions is for every Christian everywhere in the world. But as I said, I'm going to limit myself to focusing on Green Methodist worldwide missions. And as always, let's begin with the scripture. Most commentators agree that in the Old Testament there is no clear biblical go to take the message of God to the nations. There's not that like we have in the New Testament, which we see when we get there. But it's reasonably clear that through the tribe and nation of Israel, God desired to reveal himself to all people, groups that were around, as the one true God, and thus give them the choice to follow him or not. For example, in the Exodus, God made provision for non-Jews to participate in Passover and to live in Israel. Here's the quote. And when a stranger, the non-Jew, sojourns with you and does the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, ouch, and then let him come here to celebrate it. And he shall be like a native of the land. The same law shall apply to the native as to the stranger who sojourns among you. And that's in Exodus 12. Did you know that God was evangelistic in the Old Testament?
He was.
There are other examples of non-Jews learning to follow God. Rahab the harlot and her family in Joshua, the queen of Sheba in 1 Kings, Naaman in 2 Kings, and the Ninevites of Assyria in Jonah. God was drawing, and he was doing it through the witness of his people. Oh wait, does that sound like today? God is still drawing the witness of us? But very clearly, the totality of God's heart for the lost to be saved is found in the New Testament, the New Covenant, of which every believer is a part of, and the Go, the Gospels, and the Book of Acts. Matthew 24:14, this Gospel of the Kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then what happens? The end will come. Matthew 28, and after the resurrection, Jesus spoke to the 11 disciples, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go." Or maybe the tense is much better understood as you are going, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. Teaching them to observe everything I have told you. Mark 16:15. I like this one. Mark's short, clear, concise. Go into all the world and preach the gospel of all creation.
Go out there, touch everybody. There's no place on earth that that doesn't apply to, even though at the time it was given, they didn't know about North America and South America. Luke 24:4, repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in Jesus' name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. So if you get a picture in your mind of Jerusalem, just think of concentric circles going out and out and out. In John 20:21, so Jesus said to them again, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And while that was spoken to the 12,
it carries over to our mandate as well. Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest
to the earth. Do you know that there is a pastor present in the South Pole on the military base? Guess what he's doing? Or is it a she this time? I can't remember. This effort to get the gospel out is to go everywhere. But we're not to neglect our hometown. And not in this crowd, our hometowns. And that brings it home then to us. Now, while the historical records don't seem to be able to 100% support what I'm about to say, I am personally convinced from my studies that there is reasonable historic evidence to suggest that the apostles and Paul, each in their own journeys, took the gospel as far east as southern India. There's actually a church on the west coast of India. I forget the name of the town, and the name of the church is Mark. Do you know why? Because they claim their founding pastor as Mark. I can't believe a church over 2,000 years old. But that's what they claim. Maybe even to China. The data is a little fuzzy there. In the north, as far as the lower portions of present-day Russia, as far west as Britain, and to the deep south into Africa along the Nile, and almost all the countries along northern Africa border. Did the apostles go? Somebody say yes. They went. Why did they go? Because Jesus said go. Does the New Testament apply to me?
Yes. Yes. Does he tell me to go? Yes. What do I have to do? Go. So I went to shore. he let me be a pastor. So I touched a bunch of people. He'll use you. He can use me. But you've got to be open to it. I confess, when he first called me to be a pastor, after leading Bible studies at campuses that I taught at, I questioned my sincerity. I questioned his thinking. But he can be so clear, can't he? We will listen, read his word. You ever had verses go, shh, to you? Right, you understand. He is determined that this gospel shall go where?
Everywhere.
The point, of course, of what Jesus said is that we today still have that command. It still has to be spread to our Jerusalem. It does involve you and me. But don't forget who indwells you. It's not as if we go alone. God goes with us. Does that sound like an Old Testament familiar? That's where we're filed by day. He's the same yesterday and forever. His love is the same. His mission is the same as our mission that we adopted. I want you to think of Matt, Mary, and Simon, and his family who went to Ukraine.
Ukraine!
There's a war in Ukraine! But God said what? So what did they do? He's a weird God sometimes, folks. He wants us to do things that doesn't make sense. But the right answer is go. That's the right answer. All you got to do is help going. And it helps when you got a whole church that says, we're behind you. We'll pray. I don't think we appreciate how important prayer is, but it's so important. Key to it. The Holy Spirit wants God's love in our communities. And he wants it out around the world. And so I'm thankful that we have denominations that you have. And we have Free Methodist missionaries around the world. C.S. Lewis once said, The church exists for nothing else but to draw people unto Christ. Billy Graham put it this way, evangelism has always been the heartbeat of our ministry. It is what God has called us to do. And so one easy way for you and I to do that right here where we are is to insert our own story of coming to faith in Jesus as you have conversations with others. Now, I would suggest that you maybe jot that down. And then make it shorter. Because you don't want to talk to somebody for half an hour about Jesus. Try to convince them to follow Christ. Half hour way too long for a shot. But you've got to bring his name up. And you don't have to confront them directly. You confront them indirectly through, this is what happened in my life. So make sure you know what happened in your life. And how to explain that in short verses. And then maybe, I don't know, the Holy Spirit leads you, but maybe at the end to say, if I can become a Christian, so can you. Would you like to do that now? Which also means, by the way, you're ready to help you do that. Maybe you've got to carry a tract or something in your pocket, just so that it's there and ready in case. With anticipation. Well, it turns out that in today's world, missions efforts by evangelical groups and denominations generally no longer speak about evangelizing a nation. They use this term. They speak about people groups. Here's a more or less standard definition or understanding of what people group is. I found it on peoplegroups.org. I didn't know there was such a thing as peoplegroups.org. When you do that computer thing, you find all kinds of interesting stuff. A people group is a group of people with a common language and a common self-identity that is shared by the various members. For strategic purposes, it is the largest group within which the gospel can spread without encountering barriers of understanding due to language differences. Generally speaking, The group has a common self name, and individuals will self-identify as belonging to that group. Give you one simple example that you're familiar with. Sioux Indians tribes. They live on reservations. A lot of them, most of them. They have their own language. They have their own government system and all those kind of things. Do they need the gospel?
Yeah.
Is somebody doing that?
Yeah.
Praise God. But it's that geography thing. Now, if we look at Americans who don't all speak English, really big. You know, mass-wise in terms of area, mass-wise in terms of people. So It's going to be hard to...
I'm ready to go evangelize in America.
That's really hard. People like Billy Graham did it because he had the wherewithal to get on the news all the time. Show things on the TV. But for most of us, we're not going to do that. Most of us are going to live right here. Most of us are going to be right here. Most of us are going to share right here. Take every opportunity. Sometimes you have to make the opportunity. And I can't tell you, I can't give you a formula for that. But be ready, because when the Holy Spirit goes,
listen,
He'll give you the opening. He'll give you the words. Surely you and I are not the shame of Jesus, right? He's the hero of our faith, right? He died and rose again so I could be saved, right? So why are we murmuring to people so often? As soon as you get the answer to that, let me know so I can correct myself. But that is a challenge that each of us face. Okay, but that is a working definition about people groups. There are about 12,111 people groups in the world today. That's the 8 billion people in the world today. There are about 7,262 unreached people groups, and that accounts for 4.8 billion people. Working definition of an unreached people group is when there is no subgroup of any size of believing Christians about to engage their people group with church planting. Please don't miss this. A little over half the world's population is unreached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. A little over half the world's population does not have a witness of Jesus. We got work to do, again. I say we in the collective sense of the evangelical community. Because there are a lot of churches that grew up in this country as evangelical churches that have since gone away from getting the gospel out. Some just for survival's sake, and some because they've changed their polity and all that kind of stuff. But Free Methodist Church, oh, I'm glad to be a part of this one. We still send out missionaries. And it's in that context, then, that our missionaries need our prayers and support. They need our prayers and financial support. I would urge you to give. I can't tell you what to give, but I can urge you to give. We have a whole segment of the Free Methodist Church in English Missions serving in Free Methodist World Missions. FMWM. I find it so difficult to say that rapidly. Their key verse is Isaiah 1:17. Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Now, I suspect that I'm giving away way too much information to this. So before we go on, circle FMWM website address. Just circle fmwm.org. Circle that. They have got a wealth of information. You go up there, and you've got some headliners, and the first headliner is, I think, prayer, find prayer, wherever it is. Click on it. And then you'll find all the prayers. Every month they have a new list of what you pray for. But the website is just full of information about the country where our missionaries are working and how they're working. Educate yourself. Then you can pray better and know what to pray for. They need our prayers and financial support. We're currently sending missionaries into 29 countries in Africa, 19 countries in Asia, 15 countries in Europe, 4 countries in the Middle East, 22 countries in Latin America and Central America. In some parts of the world, we're sending in missionaries and we're supporting missionaries that don't know it as missionaries. They go in there to find a job. intentionally go there to find a job, or maybe start a job like a coffee house or something like that. And then they get to know the people that they're working with, or that are their customers, and when the right time comes, God says now, and they insert the gospel after they made the connection. Much slower process, but it works. Especially in countries where if there's any hint that you're Christian, you can't get in. But we've got people that go out and do that. Again, I urge you to go to the website, explore a country or countries of your choice. You can learn what's going on. See pictures of the missionaries. Read about what they're doing. And you can pray specific requests for a specific word. And in a way, you and I are engaged in missions, worldwide mission, prayer and financial giving. We can worship your missionary and have an impact overseas, right here.
We can.
God doesn't have geographic barriers. We can pray here and he can work there. You know that. The Free Methodist Church also has a child-focused outreach ministry called ICCM, International Child Care Ministries. And somewhere on your sheet is a website. Consisting of about 10 specific ministries, and each one has ways for each of us where we could be involved. Like ministries like help providing food. Or there's one focused on Ukrainian refugee scare around Europe. Or there's another one about drilling water wells. Or supporting anti-trafficking programs. And there's some others. If you've got a particular heartbeat, the Holy Spirit's saying, this one, there it is. Support that one in prayer and giving. Here in our church, we have a more direct link to one such child-focused ministry called, do you know your given name? In Better Hands. Exactly. That's a Free Methodist mission. Pastor Jim and Debbie Thompson, they can tell you everything you might want to know. I'm aware that right now, if you've been to their website or been paying attention to what's going on, they're building homes. For these orphan kids in Southeastern Asia, too, at the present time. Would you believe it if I told you it would cost money to build a house?
Yeah, that's what they need right now, money.
To build a house. Now, if they're going to build it cheaper than we can build it here, but still they need the money to build this house for these orphan kids. These kids have been rescued from some really horrible places. So you can get involved that way. Another ministry our church is involved in is OCC.
Right?
So we're hearing a lot about it from my wife Doris and the pastor Mike and this time. The shoebox headquarters tells us things like this. On average, every 24 hours, over 28,000 individuals hear the gospel message and 7,000 pray to receive Christ.
Hello?
You want to be involved in seeing 7,000 people be saved today? This is what we need to do. Pack the shoebox! And it's fun to pack a shoebox. Even I like to pack shoeboxes.
Don't I?
You should see our basement. Just long row tables crammed with stuff. At this end, you get your box. This goes in first, and this goes in second, and this goes in third. Well, I am so proud of her. She grabbed a hold of this. And drug me along with it. I'm willing to drug along. But it's something we can do. Can I reach everybody doing that?
No. Can I reach some?
Yes. And that's the point. The more of us that are engaged in one way or another, then some can be reached. God wants to use you to reach the lost.
Sure. There.
The shoebox right now is their part.
Be involved.
We've got a second party coming on.
28th
of October.
Morning, noon, or night?
Sure. Whatever.
Okay.
Time will be slowly flavored.
Come and pack your box. All the stuff is there. The box is in there. All you got to do is fill it.
With all the love and prayers that you can for the lost kid that's going to get it. And see what happens.
Be involved in world missions. Be involved through the Free Methodist Church. Pray for our missionaries. Go to their website. Find out.
Get engaged in something beyond our little piece of earth right here.
That's what I'm asking.
One last encouragement before I close.
I believe that Jesus called you and I to join in this effort for mission. I believe that with all my heart. And here's one of his prophecies about this subject. I'm going to read it again. Matthew 24:14.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached
in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then, please say it with me, the end will come. Now think about that. The end will come. You can get involved personally in an activity that brings the king back here.
Everything we do, we can help get it to the point in history where Jesus comes back.
I have told congregations and I've told Bible study groups, and I guess throughout my ministry life, the one thing I want to do, if I could write my own story, I want to be here to do that. I want to be here for that.
I don't know where you're at with all this.
My job today was to simply tell you that there are people around this world that don't know Jesus. We got to help them know. Here, there, and everywhere. And whether you go or whether you stay, clearly one of the vehicles that we Americans have is finances.
Don't impoverish yourself.
But how much can you give? What could you give up? What could you give? Because we've got people in our denomination that want to go out and give the gospel away. We just got to support it.
And it's about us.
The people of the Free Methodist Church. It's not up to the Presbyterian Church downtown to support our missionary.
We don't ask them to do that.
It's about us. So when the opportunity comes, dig deep if you can.
Do what you can.
Pray always if you can. There's a prayer sheet out, right? In the foyer. You can go online and get the prayer sheet every month. You can get it sent to you, I believe.
And then once a day, one prayer.
How hard is that? Just add on my other prayers you should do. But it'll be a prayer for missions. It will make a difference in your life.
Believe me, I've seen it in others.
Bring back the king. This is something that gets excited. I think it does. I'm going to pray.
Lord, we pray for those who have not yet heard the good news.
And those who have heard but don't understand yet. And for those who have heard but have so far declined your free gift. gift of salvation. We ask that you would send forth laborers of the harvest field to proclaim your truth to every people group. And may your Holy Spirit move mightily to bring about salvation and transformation in the lives of those who are lost. And may you give grace. We give you all the glory and honor and praise for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do for the sake of your great name, God. It is with increased hope that we pray in your name, Jesus, thanking you for your call on each of us. And in that particular context, we ask you, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit to fill us and guide us as we endeavor to answer your call to engage the Great Commission right where we are, and to support Free Methodist Mission with your finances and our prayers. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you.